Yes.
We made it.
Come on, Bondi.
Tabarouette, it's a long process to arrive here.
It is.
Sit.
Okay.
Jesse Renault.
Hi.
Welcome to No BS with SB, Bondi.
Merci beaucoup.
Welcome to No BS with SB. Oh, you speak French?
Un petit peu.
I didn't know. I'm going to go like that because sometime I have to go if everything is great.
Okay.
Thank you, Bondi. Yeah.
You Woo! It's vodka. Don't worry.
We made it.
Yeah, this is great. I'm so happy to be on your podcast, finally.
Yes, and the only reason is because it's Ottawa and I live in Montreal.
I know.
Because you will do it before, you know what I mean?
So you drove all the way here just for me?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
No, it's true.
No, he's on the show.
Yeah, I'm on the show, but at the same time, man, it's about the ball, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, that's right. How was the drive? Was it okay?
Yeah, it was -4. Listen, Gary V. Do you know Gary V?
Is he saying, I know Rock V. I'll always be there.
Gary Vaynerchuk. You know him?
Oh, I know the name.
It's a motivator. It's a guy who explained that, like, you don't have any reason to hustling. You do podcasts.
Yeah.
You do a sexy picture.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You're here every night.
Almost.
I just heard you start to work here, too.
I know. They give me some bar shifts. Yeah.
Listen, when you want to do something in your life, if you stay home, nothing's going to happen.
That's right.
And you know the reality? I realized that. It's not because you do something too, you're going to succeed. Because now everybody is a star.
Or wants to be.
Yes.
Everybody's not a star. Everybody thinks they can be. Different.
No. I would go farther than that. Everybody thinks they are a star. Ginette.
Yeah.
Have more subscribers because of her cats. You know what I mean?
Damn, because Ginette.
Shout out to Ginette.
Hi, Ginette. We're just jealous.
Exactly my point. My point is everybody can succeed.
Yes, absolutely.
Because before, if you don't have a big producer who believe in you and want to rape you, you know, you can succeed.
Yeah.
But now.
Well, you can't rape the willing producers. I'm available. Okay?
Now you can do anything you want.
You know what,
though? And find your own fan base.
You can, but the money might not be there. And I think that's where I'm at. I mean, you're a big comedy star, and I keep busy, and we do the podcast and comedy, and busy, but not a whole lot of money. And I think that's where we still have those big producers can come in and change your life that way.
Yeah, but.
So, but you're right. We're starting. We're changing. The world is changing.
But my point is big producers don't exist anymore, too.
Yeah, that's true. They're all in jail.
No, I mean, you know what I mean? It's like Mike Myers said. Do you know Mike Myers?
Wait. Shrek, right?
Shrek.
Yeah.
Wayne's World.
Yeah.
He said, stop waiting to get discovered.
Yes.
Discover yourself.
Absolutely.
And I think you do that.
Well, that is actually why I started doing stand-up comedy, to tell you the truth. Because my background's in theater, and I was doing auditions, and nothing was coming through, you know, Canadian showbiz.
Yeah.
And I saw an old interview with Johnny Carson. He was talking to Joan Rivers, my favorite, and he said something like, if you want to get into the business...
I love your tone like...
Oprah, so, you get a car! Yeah.
Hello! I'm going to try to do that on the podcast. It's fun.
Oh, you got your own tone. Pickle!
Barbie!
But Johnny said, if you want to get into entertainment, start doing stand-up, because casting directors and producers respect people who kind of say... Fuck it. Can we swear?
Yeah.
And do
too late.
Yeah.
I think you have 3 swear.
Okay, boom.
One done.
In English. French don't count, tabarnak.
Be yourself, okay? It's a podcast. It's you. It's real. It's you too.
Yeah.
So be, you know. But yeah, if you, because me, if the fuck it is important, you have to tell the fuck.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the fuck was important?
Well, okay.
It was? Enough.
Well, it always is. Depends how long it's been.
No, I saw some people say fuck in the same phrase for nothing, you know?
Yeah, I meant sex, but anyway.
So, George, yeah?
But Johnny Carson said, if you want to get discovered, start doing stand-up. And so I was like, you know what? He's right, because I was going on all these auditions and I wasn't getting booked. So I thought, let me make my own goddamn show.
Wow.
And that's what I did. And here I am 5 years later, like you said, I'm getting sent all over the place.
Yes.
I'm no Sebastian yet, but it's starting.
It's your own journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you're right. And nobody really encourage you.
No.
It's why I exist, you know?
Yeah.
I do that because I want to show to the people you exist. If I can find some people who know you, you know what I mean? Because,
yes.
No, because you're amazing.
Oh,
but the problem with the 2020, with the Mise Sociale is it's going to take more time to get discovered.
Because there's more noise, right?
Yes.
More people.
But you can do your thing. You don't need to wait, like you said, you know. So when did you realize, okay, so you listened to George Carlin.
Yeah, Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson. And something clicked in your head?
Well, I was just getting frustrated that as an actor, I wasn't getting any roles. And people have been telling me for years, you know, you're funny, do stand-up, but I didn't think of myself as a writer. And I still don't. I'm like, there's two types. I think there's performers, there's writers, and then there's great stand-ups like you that can do both. And for a long time, I was like, I know I'm a performer, I have the stage presence, but I don't have the writing skills. And that's come over time, but, you know.
Now, what do you mean by writing
like
skills?
Jokes, like,
yeah, but...
Because, you know, every little word matters.
I mean, when you saw something funny, though, in life, in your life,
well,
you just repeat that on stage.
Well, that's what happens.
Because I don't sit... with a white paper look, and say, okay, I'm going to write something funny. I don't work like that.
You don't?
No, me, I live with the flow.
Wow.
I follow the if I saw something funny, if I have a situation, normally, you know what is funny with me? When I live a frustrated situation, I know this is going to be funny.
Well, you're very lucky because you are a funny person. You could stand up there and read the phone book, you'd be funny. You know, you have that energy, and that helps you a lot. Because, you can just get out there and tell stories, and people love it.
So you don't think you're funny?
I do, but I think we're different in that I sort of play a character, like I'm like a stereotype.
Oh, but you're right, okay.
Super gay, spoiler alert. So gay some Disney princesses want to be me when they grow up, and that's great.
Do you do that on stage?
Oh, sure, of course. And so it's just a little bit more structured, and I think because of my acting background, I come at it more like it's an acting show, like it's a monologue. I'm playing a character on stage.
Yes, because when I start comedy, I start with a character too.
Yeah.
Because I was behind. I was not. It's not easy.
That's right.
Look,
it's not
to go on stage and be yourself
and say laugh at me.
But you know
just
what?
Laugh.
But you know what I realize? I realize that no matter how the 100% you are on stage,
yeah,
people will think your character.
That's right.
You know what
You're
I mean?
Right.
So it's why I said, oh, so fuck off. I see, let be myself.
Yeah.
And people after the show, they said, is it a fake accent? And I said, why? Why I will practice a fake accent? I will be a genius.
It's pretty good if it is.
To talk like that.
Yeah.
Just because maybe it's funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, no, I see. It's me, man.
I love your accent.
No, man, it's me.
I know it is.
You know what I mean?
But when I talk to you, I have to struggle not to do it myself or not to slip into French words. French. See? It's addictive. That's part of your charm.
Thank you.
That's why people like you.
Exactly. But so you still, after 5 years, you're a character on stage?
No, I wouldn't say I'm a character, but I mean, it's an amplified version of myself.
Oh, but like me.
Yeah.
Look, I don't go, I want everybody all the time, you know?
Right. Just at McDonald's at 3 a.m.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. Exactly. But like you said, you know, McDonald's, it's a real story.
I know.
All my stories are real. And after
you can't make that shit up.
Exactly. After that, I found a punch.
Yeah.
You know, because if it will be just an angry guy who is pissed off because they don't serve pizza after midnight, you know what I mean?
Bullshit. They need to bring back that pizza too. Remember
it was amazing. Mm, the crust.
Yeah, it was good.
So, okay, five year. So you saw on television a guy, the Legion, said you need to go on stage.
And do stand.
And think about that. This is the late 70s, look.
I know.
So you saw a cassette?
It was on YouTube, yeah.
It's on YouTube, yeah. Okay. Wow.
And it was by accident because I was watching Joan Rivers. I love Joan Rivers.
Let's go there.
Rest in peace.
Why? Yeah. Why? And she died weird. Yeah.
Why do I love her?
You think it's a conspiracy theory?
Well, I don't know. I don't think she was murdered or anything. But
you don't think?
I think that they... That
too much surgery?
Well, no, because it wasn't even plastic surgery. That's the joke, is that she was died having something, they were examining something in her throat. But I think that because they were doing this big procedure where they were putting a thing down her esophagus, and I think because she had had so many surgeries, they thought, oh, she can handle it, she'll be fine. And they were actually supposed to be doing this in a hospital. And they thought, we'll just do it at the clinic, she'll be fine, she's a trooper, and she wasn't, so.
She was a fighter.
Oh, yeah.
She could quit 1,000 times, huh? Well, first, it was a lady.
That's
and
the
at
thing.
The time, it was not. It was not bien vu, là.
Yeah.
A lady who swear, who talk real stuff.
That's right.
You know, and this is why she opened a lot of door. You know, yeah. for lady.
And she always had to fight. I think that's why I respect her so much. Is even at the end of her career, she was still like working an uphill battle. Like people didn't want to give her the respect she deserved. I don't. Think.
Yeah. You think she get the deserve?
In the end?
Yeah, yeah.
Now? They always do when you
die. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, I mean, when she was alive, lo, at the end. Lo,
well, with Fashion Police and stuff, I think people were finally starting to give her credit. But
yeah.
I don't know how she would manage now if she was still alive with the offended everything and Me Too and oh my God. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, now, do you think we because now it's a new era. Do you think this is the past? That Me Too and everything? Like, are you gonna find another big thing soon?
I don't know.
How you feel by your experience? Because you're open about your homosexuality.
Yeah.
And more. You push, like yeah. you said, you push more than that, you know?
Yeah, you make them, yeah.
It's like I watch you and say, fuck, why I'm not gay, you know what yeah. I mean? It's,
a lot of material.
It's feel like fun.
A lot of material.
I mean? You know what I mean?
It is fun. Because, yeah. When you can get a date. Yeah. How do I feel about Me Too? Is that what you... I
no,
think
man,
that...
my point is, how do you deal with that?
Oh.
Do you see the public have an open mind now?
Yes.
After five yeah. years? Because you yeah. start inside that, though.
Yeah, you're right. I think it really depends on the audience, and I hate when comics blame the audience for a shitty show, but yeah. sometimes you can. And sometimes
you're right.
It's sometimes. Just not your crowd.
Yeah, or it's the flat crowd.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I say flat, like, well, they yeah. listen,
yeah,
but they don't enjoy it. The timing is not there. Sometimes it's the full moon.
Yeah.
It's a 1,000 eclair at the
same time. Do you ever have the crowds where they're not laughing, but they're enjoying it? And
yes.
I'm guilty of that sometimes, too. I'm not yes. always laughing, but I'm yes. loving it.
I still have the guilty of silence. After all the year, I have the difficulty
letting it
to let a silence. But I kill. Let's a silence. No. I have, you know.
Yeah.
It's listen, comedy is a work in progress all the time. And this is why I still do that.
Yeah.
Because I did a lot of stuff in my life, okay? And I was like at the like at the top, you know, like, okay, it's done.
Yeah.
I have to repeat it or do something else, you know? Comedy, never done.
Even if it's the same act. It could be 100 times.
Yes, because it's not the same crowd. It's not the same. Exactly. Sometimes you don't feel. Sometimes you feel... You feel pumped. Sometimes you're hangover. I mean, you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Life, it's comedy. It's
it
everything.
Is.
You, it's why I don't drink anymore. I don't. I never take drugs. But
imagine him on drugs.
Imagine me on coke.
Yeah.
First, I will be on shape. but because when I drink alcohol,
yeah.
Not I'm not shy, but I don't have the butterfly. Anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I don't care.
Oh, okay.
So
I'm,
but I don't like this feeling.
I know.
I like when
you need
the shitty song start. You know
yeah.
the shitty song.
Paint it black.
You know what yeah. is the
paint
premise?
It black. Yeah.
Okay. And now the mic. Are you ready yeah. for the? And I like. Oh my God. It's
yeah.
me. It's my turn. Me. This is. I love that.
Oh, me too. It
so
never
if I
old.
If I drink, I don't have that.
It's so true. Or if there's, yeah, you're right. Just a couple weeks ago, I had a show where I wasn't drinking and I was really tired. I wasn't feeling well, but I couldn't get that energy up, and I didn't do well. And I was like, I realized
yeah.
the connection between your energy. You have to have that. Whoosh.
You have to have the scare.
The scare.
But the beautiful scare, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Not the scare like, when we start comedy, like I want to vomit.
Oh, I know.
And
yeah.
All day long, I say, why I'm doing that?
Now, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, now, I know enough that who I am.
Yeah.
But like I said, look, people don't realize because, and they don't have to realize, but I'm going to tell them anyway, okay? I wake up, I prepare all my stuff. I drove 2 hours.
Yeah.
Arrive at the hotel, put my stuff there, arrive here, try to find a best angle for the podcast, bring everything, okay?
Yeah.
And now after that, I have to talk to you.
Yeah.
So I have to be always on the moment present, because if I don't do that, I will miss our great opportunity we have. But you know what my brain said the time I talk to you now?
Yeah.
I have two shows. After.
That's right.
And you know what I mean? I'm the headliner, and after that, I host.
And you have another interview after this.
Exactly. So I have another interview. Day. Exactly. And tomorrow, I have other interview. I have two other shows.
Oh, franchement.
So I have, it's, you know what I mean? So I have to sit to my brain, relax.
Yeah. Be in the moment.
Be in the moment, because we have a great guest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
No, it's important. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is you, man. This is you.
When
did you realize that? Did you do this face all the time?
Well, yeah, for a long
so
time.
So Zoolander is your favorite movie?
I love Zoolander. I also love Buddy Cole. You know Scott Thompson's character? You know Scott Thompson. Oh, my God. Don't tell me. Kids in the Hall.
No.
Scott, he's
but
like,
what is the other? I know one of them.
Well, he
can
was
you,
the other
can
one.
You say all the names?
Gosh. Ryan Foley.
Oh, Foley?
Foley, but he's one of them.
I host for him at the Yuck Yuck in Montreal.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Scott Thompson, he's going to be here in Ottawa on Valentine's Day, but he has a character called Buddy Cole, and he's had it since like the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Where he's this gay guy that sits at the bar and makes fun of everybody. And so I always am like, I want to be Buddy Cole. So that's sort of what I try to be like.
Because this is not me. I learned English 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah, right.
So me, my generation of me, it's Rocky Belles Oreilles.
Okay.
It's like Kids in the Hall.
Okay.
They do sketch.
And Bleu Nuit, you know Bleu Nuit.
But it's why Bleu. I know Kids and All, but it's not, it's like Sesame Street.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know Sesame Street.
Yeah,
I know
Sesame, what it is.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I was French.
But I think that the gay sassy thing you're talking about has helped me. I don't think I would have a career. I don't think anyone would give a shit if I wasn't gay, because it makes me stand out, right? And after I started doing stand-up, it was like 2 months after, I got a job hosting a radio morning show here in Ottawa.
Okay.
It was a talent search, so it was kind of like American Idol. So there was like 250 of us, and each week we'd have to do these stupid challenges, and they'd vote people off, and then public would vote, and blah, blah, blah. They dragged it out for like 2 months, but I won. So I started hosting this morning show with my co-host Jenna, and she's the one I do the podcast
yes.
with now.
Shout out to Jenna.
Jenna Mo, yeah, messypodcast.com.
Hey, and, don't be shy. To
yeah. And so I was like, so anyway, when I won the radio show, they said the fact that I did stand up made them respect that I would be able to handle a show. And I was like, oh my God, it was a full circle Johnny Carson moment. He was right.
Wow.
Because it makes them realize, wow, if you're willing to get on that stage and say, laugh at me with no costume, no music, no nothing, no cast, and you can do it and you can succeed for 45 minutes or whatever, they're like, that's someone who can have a show. And I think that's why a lot of casting directors look to stand-ups for sitcoms and...
In English, in French, no.
No?
But in English, yes, it's the process, you know? If you saw all the best actor, comedian, actor, the funny they were stand-up before, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
In French?
No, in English.
Oh, but
like
not in
Adam,
French?
Adam Sandler.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Jim Carrey.
Ray Romano, you name
you
it.
You know, Mike Myers.
Yeah. But Joan Rivers never got her damn show, see?
No, she get her.
Well, she had a talk show.
A talk show, yeah.
That's what I want.
So I want to know, did you have to tell to the people you're gay? You always live with that. I feel like for you, it was not a problem to be gay.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't have a choice, right? I've always known it about myself.
No, I know, but I feel like you didn't have pain. Like other...
Yeah.
Like you're so pumped. I'm gay! Like everybody, we know, it's all, everything's all right, stop.
Well, it has helped me a lot. Like I said, I don't think I'd have a career. So in the end, to me, it's the greatest asset in my life because it's put me where I am now.
Yeah.
But growing up, of course, I had my challenges. You know, in the locker room at gym class, I was teased and nobody wanted to pick me for the sport team, that sort of thing.
No, I mean, this was not because you're gay, because you suck.
And I was fat.
Oh, you were fat?
Oh, I was so fat.
Really?
Oh my gosh, I wish I brought a picture. Oh my God, I was like...
No way. You said that just to...
No, I'm serious. I bet you I have a picture. Let's show them.
Yes.
Okay, boom. Tommy Nid.
Okay, at like what, 6 years old?
Well, I was 14.
14? Okay, 14.
But wait, you're going to be shocked.
What is fat? Fat like me?
Wait, bigger. Wait, don't look. You're going to see a dick pic. Hold on. Here we go. Boom.
Wow. But this is not 14?
Yeah.
Wow.
14.
Babe Ruth.
I know. Or you're right. Maybe that was a couple years before. Maybe 12 or 11. But Babe Ruth, yeah. See, and anyone that's seen my act, I have a whole chunk about baseball, and I was forced to play baseball.
Wow.
There's the proof.
Look at that. The only thing it's true inside, it's future star.
Aw. Love you. Yeah.
It's true, man. Okay, so let's go there. Okay, let's go. When did you decide to jump the first show? Remember your first show? Me, I love to dissect the first show. Because I think it's the most important.
Yeah.
This is the reason why you are now. Because
well,
the person, the Jesse.
Yeah.
Fight for you.
Yeah.
Like, because because everybody...
Oh, that's a key. I get what you mean. Like, your old self is fights for where you are now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it's true. Because people don't realize that no matter if you kill or bomb the first show, nobody care. The goal is to go on stage. This is the most difficult thing, to go on stage. This guy, the JC at the time, though, with all his secret. Because now, like, you're
I was nervous. You had all your stolen jokes that you wrote down from TV.
Yeah, and why me? I have nothing to say. Why people are gonna laugh?
Yeah.
Because so many good comic, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Like Jim Carrey, a funny joke Jim Carrey said on stage, he said...
Where he started right here, didn't he?
He started that? Jim Carrey started, I think...
Not here. Who am I thinking of?
I think it's Toronto.
Yeah,
but
you're right. I was thinking of Tom Green because I just did the New Year's with him.
Jim Carrey said, he said on stage, he said, I saw Robin Williams and another guy... And I said, I can't do that. You know what I mean? Sarcastically, because everybody laughed because it's Jim Carrey who said that.
Yeah.
But everybody starts somewhere. Jim Carrey bomb. Everybody bomb. Everybody try to find who you are in life and on stage.
That's
so
right.
So the first show, it was here?
It was here, yeah. Well, I did a room. It was a, you know, sometimes there's pop-up rooms.
First show.
Ever.
Yeah.
It was at a bar that's closed now called Zaphod's. Another comedian, Jen Hayward, had a shout out to her because she offered me a spot. She said, I really think you should try this. And I was still on the fence with whether or not I should. So I said, okay, I take this as a sign. If someone's reaching out to you, I'll take the spot.
But why she asked you that?
Because we had acted together in a web series called Crazy Chicks. It did get picked up. And so she thought I was funny and she thought I'd have a knack for it.
Okay. And did you ever told her, like, I would like to do comedy?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And we talked about it, but I was like, oh,
so
I don't
she
know
remember
that.
And yeah. She invited you?
She invited me, but... It was a night before Halloween,
okay.
And it was pouring rain. And again, this was like a nightclub where they don't usually host comedy.
Yeah, so it was Javel, like, smell Javel.
Oh, totally, kind of like right now.
Nice. It smells more moist.
It's the mouse pee.
a rat.
There it goes. Yeah, quick. I'm hungry. So there was like 10 people in the audience. It was bad.
Okay.
But two of them were my sister and her boyfriend. But that was the moral support I needed, you know? And of those 10 people, I killed. It went very, very well.
It's fun you say that. Because in my first show, I did a gay personage.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You did?
I did a gay personage.
I don't know these days.
In the army. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Because listen, sorry if I interrupt you.
No. Go there
because you just remind me that I was a bus boy in a bar.
Yeah.
And a guy did not show up, and he said, "Would you like to do a show?" I said, "No, I'm just funny in life." He said, "No, do something." And I remember I do something like hello, you know.
Yeah.
I just took like a tapette à mouche, you know, fly
swatter.
Yeah, and the joke was I tap my penis all the time, you know, was nothing. Exactly. I think I have video of that. So I went on stage and I bombed, but because it was the staff where I work with, and they know in life I was always joking.
Yeah.
But I broke the ice.
Sure.
And you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like no matter what you do to try to impress or how stupid you are, the goal is to go on stage, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And sometimes we are naive to bring some people.
Yes.
Because you said, it's why I remember that. It's why you said, I bring people because I need some reconfort.
That was the first time. But actually, now...
You will never do that now.
Now I prefer when it's all strangers.
Exactly. So you're there. You said your sister?
Yeah, my little sister, Justine.
Okay.
She was there. She's my best groupie. She comes all the time.
So they are on stage, in the crowd, 10 total.
Yes, or
so
less.
So why are you in the lineup?
Oh, gosh, it wasn't a busy show. It was a variety show called Tits and Giggles. You would have loved it.
Yes.
Because they did burlesque, and they had comedy acts. So I really don't remember where I was in the lineup. I don't remember.
No, try.
Oh, my. I wasn't first.
Between the tits?
I was between the tits.
And the jungle?
I might be second, because Jen Hayward was hosting. Though? Well, there was probably... No, she probably put me on third. So it was probably the host, tits, another comic, tits, then me.
Oh, so you're not.
So I was
but
deep in.
You're good in the lineup, but the problem with that, it's so far.
Yeah.
So you stress a lot, huh?
Nervous, yeah.
Did you prepare something?
Yeah, I totally prepared.
Oh, you thought
something.
You were funny?
Well, I had practiced, so, and I still practice in my living room. I make my dogs watch me. But you know what I've learned now that I do it more often is practicing in your living room is kind of pointless because you need that feedback from the audience, and you don't really get a chance to practice until you're on stage.
Exactly.
You know?
So she presents you.
Yep.
You go on stage.
Yeah.
What's happened? Remember?
I did my prepared bit. I didn't.
I mean, do you remember? You took the mic. You left the mic on the stand.
No, I never leave it. I've never once left it. I prefer to hold it.
Okay. Did you
feel
that?
It's a shape I'm familiar with.
You remember if the light was strong or no light or?
It was strong. It was strong. Okay.
You remember the first laugh?
Oh gosh, I want to tell you about my first time here because what that.
No, that's, we're gonna go there.
Okay.
But we're gonna try to find the most information about this night.
I like to be hypnotized.
I mean, just if you think about that, look.
There's just been so many shows.
No, because it's the first one. It's like sex. The first time you have sex, you remember, don't.
But I feel like it was my first one that wasn't good, like your first sex. And
it's
then
why,
the
it's
second
why you're supposed to remember.
Was really good.
Here. Yeah, but we don't care.
Okay.
Because my point is, you go on stage.
Yeah.
You remember the feeling? Because everybody pretend that's easy to be a comedian because they don't know that when you arrive on stage, something arrive.
Yeah.
The adrenaline arrive, okay? And you realize that, oh, okay, it's not like in my head. No. You have to talk on the mic.
Yeah.
People stop. They watch you. You have a light.
You forget everything.
You forget everything.
Yeah.
And this, you don't have that. So right. We remember what you talk about? Remember
yes.
The first giggle, the first reaction, or... Did you feel like you bomb? Do you feel like you?
No, I didn't bomb. Okay. I remember right before I went up, I was worried that there was so few people in the audience because I knew that I was very high energy on stage. Oh my God, you know, and that, that like you.
Yeah.
And you probably agree that people like us with a lot of energy do better with bigger crowds because when it's small, sometimes your energy doesn't match a small crowd.
Yeah.
So the bigger, the better. I would love to do thousands of people. I think that would be the best where I know other comics that are terrified of that. Smaller is better because they like intimate talking. So I was worried about that because I knew there wasn't a lot of people and I thought that would work against me, but it didn't. They were very supportive and
so
it
you
went
get
well.
Out of, so you get out of the stage. Remember what she said when you get out of the stage? Like a... So,
I think she said, well, that's the gayest person I've ever met in my life.
You know, you remember that.
I do remember that.
So what was the feeling when you get out of the stage? Are you proud? Are you happy?
Yeah,
you
I think
realized
I was. I felt good about it, and I remember the feeling of wanting to do it again.
Oh, wow.
I wanted another chance right away.
Okay. Exactly. So your sister was proud?
Yeah.
Was
yes,
happy?
Very.
So you realized that. Did you say to yourself, why I wait so long?
Yes, and I still feel that way.
Okay.
Because I feel like had I started 5 years ago, maybe I'd be at your level now. You know what I mean? So, but things happen when they're supposed to.
No, exactly. It's your journey. It's your road. It's your the fun part is time don't exist. Time it don't exist. Time is ephemeral. I don't know if you know what I mean.
Man-made.
It's like. It's like
French lesson too.
It's like if you are in an exam of mathematics, okay? Time is fucking fast.
Yeah.
It's long.
Yeah.
Okay, it's long. But if somebody want to kick your ass after the course, time is fast. Fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Time,
it's relative.
Time is relative.
Yeah.
So it's your time.
That's
it's
right.
You decide to, you know what I mean? So I remember, think about that. Me, 8 years ago, I was... popular in French.
That's
make
crazy
money,
to me.
Make just fall off every year, sometimes 3 times.
It's right back there.
You know what I mean? And I said, I stopped that.
Yeah.
And I jump in English. You know why? Because all my life I want to do the show in English, but I was scared. And everybody said, don't go in English, no money, blah, 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 blah. And you have already a good career. And it's not because you're going to go in English, you're going to succeed. You know what I mean? But I said, I don't care. I have a vision. I jump.
Yeah.
So me too, I said to myself, like you said, oh, if I start comedy in English, like at 20 years old, I will be there. No, it doesn't work like that.
You're right,
you know
it
why?
Doesn't.
You know why? Because the last 8 years, I work so hard.
Yeah.
It's like I start at 20 years old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that why you learned English?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The only reason.
That's an inspiration.
Or because if I'm lost at sea in Cuba.
And order a McDonald's. Yeah. No pickle.
Number two. You know,
don't you think they got rid of those double cheeseburgers too? Remember that meal? You get two cheeseburgers. That was the best one.
I think
one.
It's there too.
Not here, not in Ottawa.
You can order two double cheese with fry and Coke.
Well, maybe you'd have to order individually, but maybe it'd be the same price, actually.
I didn't know. They stopped that.
It used to be a combo, two cheeseburger combo. It's my favorite
one. It's still in Quebec.
Oh, franchement, I got a déménage. Yeah, but... More gays in Montreal, too.
Okay, so let's go. When did you realize on stage that it's forever? And if you want to be better, you have to... Because you didn't start hustling right away, though.
No, well, like...
You know, you start to say, yeah. Oh, I'm a comedian, I see, no, but, yeah. You know, I want a week, you know, until you say, you start to bump sometime.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Say, oh, okay, it's not a game. It's
that's
real.
Right.
And you realize that if you want to kill all the time, you have to...
Do it all the
stage.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can't... And when I was on the radio, it was very... Because we hosted the morning show for about 5 years, and it was very hard when you're getting up at 3 a.m. I'm not getting here through the week, you know? So my stage time was limited. And I noticed when a lot of time would go between shows, even though I'm on the radio every single day, it's not the same. So I was like, I'm on the radio every day. I can get up and do a show. And I'd be like 2 months since my last one, and I'd bomb. You have to be doing it consistently.
Yeah.
I can't even, to this day, I can't explain why. What is it about having to be on stage with that energy?
Because it's a muscle.
It is like a muscle.
It's a muscle like... of everything, and not just, you can have the best joke ever, doesn't mean people are gonna laugh.
You have to deliver it. That's more important.
It's the attitude. So many things to learn before you said, oh, okay, yeah. I'm there.
You're so right.
You know what I mean? Because when I start comedy, I was so good in my head. Now, I'm good, and yeah. I think I'm okay. You know what I mean? But it's weird, because I realized that... The no matter how funny you are, you have a next show, and then a next show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I you know what? And I start to put a balance, to be sure I will not kill myself, because when you have a standing ovation, look,
it's great.
It's worse than bombing.
Well, I don't
equal,
know about that.
Or equal. I'm gonna tell you why. Because okay. What? Because the love.
Yeah.
So much love. Okay. You have to understand, do have a standing ovation in a corporate where people don't care and they don't know me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I fight 1 hour and I have a standing ovation. It's the best thing ever. I have goosebumps.
Yeah,
okay?
It is.
But the problem, you know what is the problem?
You have to match it.
No, the problem is you go to your car, you close the door, and it's done. Now you go home and said, I'm nobody again.
Oh, and you do? You
yeah,
find?
Yeah, because you have to understand, look, the... You can deal with that.
It's hard.
It's I killed yesterday. Who care?
It's over now.
It's
yeah.
over. So you have to take it until the day after you go to an open mic and you bomb. You know what I mean? And people don't care about you. Say, yesterday I have a standing ovation. Now I bomb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you have to deal with that. It's so hard. And when you realize that I have a standing ovation, doesn't mean I have the big head. Say, appreciate it. Does it mean when you bomb, you have to set yourself your shit?
It's okay? But I find when I have a good show, it carries me to the next one. Like, I feel like, oh, remember the standing ovation. You did great. You got this. You're going to be great next time. But if I bomb, then I think, why am I doing this? I shouldn't be doing this. I suck.
Yeah.
I see it both ways.
Yeah, but...
it's just hard all around.
It's always hard. This is my point. Yeah. No matter you have a standing or not, it's tough.
It is.
Because you're alone... alone when you bomb and you're alone when you kill.
It's true.
You know what I mean? So you have to find the balance of where you are, why you do that, and not have the big head and not have the shit head too. An equilibrium. You know what I mean?
It's tough. It's a tough balance.
It's tough. It's very tough because nobody's going to call you. Nobody's going to help you. Nobody's going to tell you how to respond after that. So me, I'm going to order a big poutine. Some people are going to take crack. Some people are going to take alcohol. Some people are going to play video game, poker.
Yeah, yeah.
To find a balance about this emotion. Nobody, you know, you don't have a school to explain how to deal with success or how to deal with struggle.
It's true.
It's why I do this. This is for people who love comedy, wants to be a comedian, struggle in comedy. want to upgrade our skill, you watch this and you have a lot of information.
You know? But the tough thing about it is there's not one path for everybody.
No, exactly.
It's very much like fitness when you mention the muscle.
Exactly.
What works for one person isn't going to work for another. Exactly. So you have to just do it and find your own journey. It sucks to say that to anybody that's thinking about it because they're like, well, just tell me what to do, but you can't.
It's our own journey, but we have the same problem.
Yeah.
It's why we have... We understand each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we are not at the same level.
No.
But we live the same experience.
Yeah.
Because no matter where you are, the superstar at the opener, we live the same thing.
That's right.
It's the only job, okay, that you can work with Sidney Crosby. Do you understand my point?
Yeah.
I will never be able to play in the same eyes than Sidney Crosby.
Right.
Because I'm not ready. But in comedy... You can play with big star at the same stage. Some comedian they think that because they work with superstar, they are the same level.
No, no.
But you're not.
No, no.
It was just share the same stage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Thanks for clarifying. I didn't have any confusion. I know I'm far beneath you, Sebastian.
It's not about us. It's about you're gonna find comic like that.
You're right. I know.
Find comic. They pretend they can.
I know.
Have the same discussion level, okay? Or they come and say, I did the Russell Peters. Yeah, you did the first act of Russell Peters. You're not.
And look tonight, nobody's laughing, asshole. So
you know my point.
Yeah.
So it's an opportunity when you start or when you have the chance to work with professional, it's the only job they can do that. You know what I mean?
Exactly what you mean.
So sometimes you get lost.
Yeah. The people who really get lost too, which is sad, is the people who consistently bomb and they don't know when to stop. They almost need someone like Howard to tell them, look, find something else to do.
Or they don't think they bomb.
That's the worst.
This is worse, man.
Yeah. Because they believe they've got it so bad.
Yeah, bombing, it's all right. You can bomb 2 years, no matter what. It's not the point. The point is when people bomb with the same material, with the same virgule, point, exclamation.
Yeah, they don't change.
You did that, didn't work.
You have to evolve.
But they don't do that.
I know.
They all say the same thing and said, I remember.
Give up.
No, not give up. But
open
your mind. No, you have to respect. Every time somebody goes on stage and they bomb, you have to respect them. They try.
Yeah, but it's just more competition. Get the fuck out of my way.
So you're a competitive guy?
Well, I just think it's a tough business. Like, look, I've been out here trying to get acting auditions. I've been in radio. I've seen a few different sides of showbiz, and it's a rough place.
I feel like you are at the time like you're a little bit grumpy, hungry.
I'm angry,
you know?
Well, I'm hungry.
And angry too, you know? Like,
yeah.
What's the fuck? What's happened? Let's see. What? Because maybe you...
Why am I not on TV?
Maybe you put goals and the goals don't arrive and you're impatient.
Yes,
and
I am.
You have to stop to do that. You have to realize that have the same naivety.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because if you start to think that somebody someday is going to discover you, you're going to...
You can't wait, right? And we're not waiting.
Exactly.
I know what you mean. You have to learn to enjoy the process and the journey. And you hear it from big superstars all the time. They look back and they're happy about the years they were struggling because they grew, blah, blah, blah.
But me, listen, I why this guy have a TV show, a gala, I just fell off, and not me? Okay.
Well, you have now.
Until I have it, and I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Why I don't have two?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So I was like, when I'm gonna have this and this, now I'm gonna be happy. And I realized I'm never happy. So I stopped to stop. You know, what is your ultimate goal in this work, in this job?
I want to have a talk show like Ellen.
Okay. So you know what? So you know my point. You should say, pay my rent with comedy.
Well, it's...
Do you pay your rent?
Pretty close, yeah.
With comedy?
Well, no, because I do a lot of emceeing, so I get a lot of corporate gigs,
You know my point?
Yeah.
Because this is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
The Ellen Show.
Sure.
But before to arrive there you have a lot of bread to eat. the croûte.
You think I eat bread with these
cheekbones? It's an expression in French.
Oh, is it?
Well, faut tu manges des croûtes. You know, what is the crust? Yeah. You have to eat a lot of crust before to be Ellen.
That's right.
And do you work every day?
Yeah.
Like you're supposed to go to be Ellen? You know what I mean?
Yeah. This is my second podcast interview today.
Whoa.
I just came from another one. So
Exactly.
We're working on it. We're working. You just got to hustle. And I don't want anyone listening to be like, oh, he thinks he's Ellen. That's not the point.
No, no, no. We don't care about... That's just the biggest dream. We don't care about what they think. It's our discussion, okay?
Yeah.
My point is, everything is possible. I never said to yourself, wow, your dream is too big. No, I said, this is it's the dream. This is the ultimate goal. But if you don't want to die in your head about now and the dream...
Yeah.
You need realistic goal. You need the small, bigger, extra goal. You need to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's fun you say that because I saw your pattern, you know? Because Ellen, too, she's a comedian.
That's right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And your ultimate goal is not to be a comedian.
No.
But it's to use comedy to go there.
Right.
Okay? So why you don't have already your Ellen show? You have everything to do an Ellen show.
Well, we're working
on it. You have a camera, sound, you do a podcast, you know how it's worked. Yeah. So why you wait?
Well, we're
why
not.
You wait? Why you wait a big producer, ST?
We're not.
You're the next Ellen, buddy.
That's right. We're doing it. We got the podcast.
Exactly.
Called Jesse and Jenna's Messy Podcast. We film it like this, and it's growing every week. We're growing big
and it's
on
beautiful. I saw that. It's professional. It's beautiful.
It is, yeah. So, you know, it's the snowball thing. You just got to keep putting it out there.
Yes.
And we're doing that.
Yes. But I feel you impatient.
Well, because you have to understand, too, I hosted a morning show for 5 years. I thought I was getting a great salary. I was happy. I was like, this is it. And I thought that my career was only going to go up.
Yeah.
And when it went down for the past year, because we got, I don't know if you know this, our show got canceled.
No, I didn't know. Nobody knew that.
Yes, we had our radio show in Ottawa got canceled. Okay. We were replaced with an American syndicated show because that's the way radio is going now. Everyone's cutting costs and syndicating. So we were let go like that.
Yeah.
And our ratings were good. The fans were there. Everything was fine. And so it was a big shock to me and the whole city. So it was kind of like, and that was just a year, just over a year ago. So for the past year, I've kind of been trying to find where my next move is.
Okay. So you miss money too?
I miss money.
You miss opportunity. You miss visibility.
Yeah.
And now you realize that here is the toughest of
sure
everything.
Is. But I will
this
say.
Doesn't pay or doesn't make you advance.
No, but Yuck Yucks has saved my life because now, in the past year, I've had more spots than I've ever had. I'm getting sent to different places, different cities. So it's like I've been able to really dive into comedy in a way I couldn't when I was on the radio. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I just want the money to start coming.
But do you think maybe someday you're going to realize that when they cancel you, it was the best thing ever for you?
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because... you know why you are a comedian.
I wouldn't have met you.
Exactly. Because we are lazy in general. We work.
Yeah.
But because we don't like it to have a boss.
No.
To tell us everything. You know what I mean? You know when somebody said you bomb, I said, I know Estia was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We know everything. This is the big responsibility when you decide to do everything.
Yeah.
Because you have to be serious because you don't have pay. You have to hustle.
Yeah.
But the price to be your own boss, it's gold.
Yeah, it sure is.
But now you have a family here.
Yeah.
So this is fun because you're not alone anymore.
No,
You feel here it's your house, you know, and you work here.
Yeah.
You decide to work here. Why you decide to work here?
Well, it's occasional. It's more of just a casual when they need something.
Yeah, but why you decide to work occasionally?
Well, because I get to see shows all the time. You meet other comics and it's just to be in the environment, even if you're not on stage, I find really helpful.
But you can come here for free and watch the show.
Why not come and get paid?
Good attitude, buddy. Okay, so because you know what? When you start something, it's always fun, it's chill, until you say, okay, I have to work harder. So now it's the fifth year this year?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do you see the 2020 for you?
Ooh, it's a good question. Well, I finally got some, like for a long time I was thinking you're set 10 minutes or whatever that you're tried and true, 15 that you always do. I was getting sick of it. I was like, I've been doing this for so long, I need to change it up. And I finally wrote some new stuff. So I'm really excited about that. Like, because you refresh it, you know, even if you have all your old shit, but to know you have 5 minutes of new material, it's really exciting. And I find it reinvigorates the whole thing. So I'm pumped about the new material. And hopefully more shows, more gigs.
And I saw you a lot of poster, different poster. How many minutes you have on stage, killer? You're proud?
depends. I would tell you 45. Howard would probably say 25, 20.
Howard would say 10.
I don't know.
You know him?
He's been giving me middles lately, okay. So I've been getting
middles.
Oh, so
middles. You made
a doll. Yeah.
Make some noise for you, buddy.
Oh, was that good?
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, the show I'm most proud of was just New Year's Eve. I hosted for Tom Green and Kenny versus Spenny at the Shaw Center. So I was like, what a way to end the decade. Really proud of that show.
Because you have a great personality. You know that.
Opinions vary.
No, man. Fuck them. Us, between us, you know, you're energetic, like say positive.
Yeah.
You're angry inside, but this is the reason why you're going to succeed.
Yeah.
Because you need that. I saw a lot of comments like that. Good luck. You need to fight.
You have the fire.
You need to take your place.
Yeah.
You need to understand what is bombing. Do you, because here it's open mic is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Only Wednesday?
And Tuesday, kind of. Wednesday's the main one.
So are you there Tuesday, Wednesday?
A lot of the time, I'm usually hosting Wednesday.
Exactly. Yeah. So you have to, you know, this is the goal. Because, you know what? Now you have a killer 20 minutes, okay?
Yeah.
Now you know that if you want to go to the other level, you need to re-go bomb to write another 20.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's why you so often killer middle. But killer middle, period. I said, why you did not grow up? I said, I did not want to... jump again, sweat and bombing.
You're right, because it's a whole other level.
Exactly. Yeah. Me, I bomb every night because I rewrite, wrote, because I want to go, like you said, I want my Ellen show too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not the same Ellen show, but you know what I mean? Big goal means a lot of work.
It's
look at that. Look, last year, I went to California and a producer saw my YouTube channel. I did some vlog.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, you're funny. So he gave me the opportunity to headline.
Nice.
Yes. And
where? The Comedy Store?
I headlined at the Punchline Sacramento.
Okay.
And the Cubs San Francisco.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
San Fran.
And
it's like my hometown.
He want to give me a 1,000 show, but I choose my show because I went with my girlfriend and my dogs, okay? And
yeah.
Drove, you see, it's...
Oh, my God. How long that? 3 days?
4 days.
Oh, my
60 hour. It's just, yeah. So my point is... Before, everybody said, when I started coming in English, that you will never succeed in English. You will never be able to make people laugh outside of Quebec.
And wait a sec, that's the shit that feeds the anger you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll show you.
I moved to Toronto. Everybody said, you're going to bomb in Toronto. I kill. I bomb because I have to restart. You know, it's the muscle. Yeah. It's another city. It's another mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And after that, after 2 years, I moved to California because a producer saw, you know, so me, I believe in about when you visualize something, you know, when you believe in something and you focus on and you put all your energy, it's always a success. Okay?
It has to be. James Dean, remember him? He had a quote, famous quote. It said something like that. When you focus all your energy on one goal, you have to get there. There's no other way.
Exactly. So my point, look at that. This, the reason why we're here together. I was in my pool in L.A. Oh,
well.
Crying because I realized my dream.
Happy tears.
Yeah, but sad at the same time because it was the first time I realized a big, big dream. 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, learn English, struggling. Comedy is a lot of big ego, a lot of big jealousy. You know, so I have to deal with that. You know, everything. And I was in the pool like, fuck, I did it. So what is my next goal? And I saw that.
Oh, wow.
I saw my podcast. I saw my podcast and I start to just think about, okay, the title, the reason, how I'm going to do that, the way I'm going to do it, because I don't want a podcast in my home and wait. I want to move. I want to go everywhere. And now we are here.
It's amazing.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you put your mind to it, anything is possible. It's my favorite phrase.
It's so cliche, but it's true.
And I know you have pain inside. No matter if you smile and you do that, you know.
Well, we all do.
So it's why I invite you.
I think
to realize that I understand and you're not alone, and you're amazing and you don't give up. So if someday you want to give up, you rewatch our podcast. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'll call you.
Or you call me. I would say shut the fuck up.
No, you're right. I think all stand-up comedians have pain inside. You have to be a little bit messed up to say laugh at me.
Upseed.
You right?
If you're not upseed. And you know, a lot of people say you're too much upseed. I said,
what's upseed?
Upseed is like...
Obscene?
Upseed.
I don't know that word.
Upsede. Say, like, always think about that.
Oh, okay. Live, obsessed.
Obsessed.
Yes.
Obsessed in the past, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Obsessed.
I don't know. Whatever.
No, I mean, obsessed, you know? Like, yeah. Think about that. Eat
all
that.
The time.
Live, drink, no?
Yeah.
It's the only reason
yeah.
to succeed in something.
Yeah.
If you put, like, it's like me. Look, do you think I'm in shape? Well, because I don't go to the gym, see? You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It's simple like that. It's,
yeah.
Why do you think I'm funny on stage? It's because I work my ass off.
That's right.
Okay, and I fight. And now I know who I am now and more because so many things to learn in this process. Now I realize that you can please any everybody.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
That's great advice.
You know?
So and just, who cares?
Exactly, who cares?
Be yourself. And I think because my act is so polarizing and it's yeah. like I play this gay stereotype or it's yeah. not a character, but it is
it's
a stereotype.
You. Is it you?
It is me, but it's like this, on steroids.
This, are you there on stage like that? Are
no,
like
no that? I'm gayer on stage.
Can you show me?
You've seen my act. Come to my show.
Yeah, no, mate. Okay, so why you?
Well, it's almost, it's funnier. It's like.
You think?
Well, I play up the stereotypes. So like for
instance, okay, you play a character like
kind of.
But you come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or, like, yeah. especially with my crowd work, which is something I've really been working on the past year, is just letting the jokes
tonight?
Go. And no, I wish. I'll be here, but I'm not okay. Not on the show. But just talking to people, and sometimes those little reactions are funnier than your jokes, and that's stuff you can only learn on stage, you know? I have people tell me all the time, my favorite thing about you is when you roll your eyes, or you make
this,
a face,
this
or
is
this.
Funny,
you know? It's like, little things, like, that's so simple. And in our heads, you're like, I gotta write this epic joke, and it's gotta be amazing, but sometimes... Just be yourself.
So, if I follow you, okay, I stalker you, okay,
yeah,
every day, okay, not in your personal life, look.
I wouldn't mind a stalker.
No, in comedy, though.
Yeah.
Do you think I will say, oh, okay, I know why this guy struggle, or I know why this guy is hustle? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you think you work your ass off every day in comedy?
Well, not necessarily in comedy, but like, you know, because like I said, I'm interested in a few different things. Like, I'd be fine being a news anchor, too. Just want somebody to put me on TV, for God's sake.
Why? Why you want so much to be on TV?
I think because I was a middle child and didn't get enough love in my childhood. But...
Same thing for me.
See?
Same thing for I want to be on television. Like it's crazy. I did so many commercials on television.
Yeah.
So many things. And I realized that. This will never go on television.
Well, YouTube because is a new television.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you should understand that
yeah,
right
no.
away. And stop dreaming about some, you know, who you want to impress, by the way. Oh, this is your father, your mother. You have.
Oh, good. I don't know. That's
deep.
Think
question. About that. No, but it's because your sister. Because
maybe,
you said. You said. When I was young, I wanted to be on television badly. So why?
You know what? I think it is the growing up gay and facing a bit of bullying and stuff like that. I felt like if I could get on TV and if I could become famous,
yes.
then I'll show you.
Yes.
Then you can't touch me.
Yes.
You know?
This is... Keep that, by the way. This is the only reason why you're going to succeed.
Yeah.
This is what you ground you. I still have that. I said, why nobody love me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The pain. But this pain don't exist anymore. It's the when I was young. Me, I have three sisters.
Oh boy.
So I have to fight with sister, so make my
yeah.
place, you know what I mean?
That's it.
And yeah, exactly. I know why I need attention.
It lit the fire, but it doesn't keep it going. And I find the people that are still obsessed with the attention in that way, those are the ones that are narcissistic or they
yeah.
actually believe that they're a big star when they're just opening in Ottawa, you know?
exactly. So but my now I feel better. Because I think, because I produce my own stuff.
Yeah.
But for a long time, I was pissed off because nobody called me. You know, nobody, or I don't get the audition, or...
How do I do it? You don't
my agent,
how.
My agent don't work like he's supposed to work. I wait so many... I have a manager with the industry of comedy in French,
yeah, yeah.
And the manager said, you're not ready, so they put me here. You're going to wait your turn. He said, no, let's go, Esti.
Yeah.
So every time I realized that, and they always said, You want too much. No, you don't want too much.
No.
Why I want too much?
That doesn't make
Let's
any
go.
Sense.
Exactly. So, you know what? Now, every morning I wake up, I know everything, what I have to do
yeah.
to succeed. I know everything. The reason why I don't have something is because of me now. So now, I no excuse.
Yeah, all
you,
of
you
it
know
is
what
you.
I mean?
All of
exactly,
it is
exactly.
you.
Exactly, exactly. So it's no... No matter, another thing, this discussion, I got other discussion in the past, because this is going to be the 50, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I, a lot of people don't appreciate that, what we have. They think for granted. Yeah. You know what I mean? They don't realize, because my podcast is small, they don't understand that everybody starts somewhere.
That's
and
right.
Someday, this podcast is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Me, it's a 5 years project, you know, before... Yeah. I said, is it a hit or not? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't help me to share. They don't help me to.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? They think it's they give me a favor.
Oh, when you have guests.
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna share it. I'm sharing.
No, my point. No, because you are in comedy for the last 5 years, but
yeah.
The new comedian.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 3 months, 1 year. They are so cocky, and it's a tab. I'm like, sometimes I want to quit that, you know? And I realized, no, don't quit. Just bring people who suffer enough to appreciate the podcast.
Very good point, because you're right. When you do your first few open mics, you got all your friends come to see you, all your coworkers. You do great. And then after a year, no one's there anymore. And
yeah.
So that's when you realize how this journey really goes.
Exactly.
But you're right. Until something's proven, a lot of people are like, they got a podcast. Great. But then one day when you're up here,
come back in 5 years.
That's
trust
right.
me. And you know what? Another thing, if you succeed, I succeed.
Yeah, right.
Because everybody wants to know who you are. You know, people don't care about Lady Gaga now. Like, everybody wanted to know her before she was a star.
Isn't that funny?
Is it?
But before she was
true?
A star, nobody cared.
But is it true?
Yeah.
Me, when I saw her in a shitty bar playing piano, it's gold.
Yeah, yeah.
People want to see that because now she's rich, she's famous, everybody knows how she's amazing. But we want to feel the pain before.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And now we feel, your pain, who you are now, yeah. You know, you're going to come back to do my podcast later.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know,
if
you're the new Ellen in 10 years, think about that.
Won't that be cool?
Everybody is going to want, would love to see what did you think.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? You know,
then you'll get a lot of hits on this video.
Exactly. You know, and
this hello into the future.
Hello, future. Future is here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because me, I'm from Back to the Future movie.
Oh, yeah. Great
And
movie.
Now I realize that the future, you don't need a time machine to go to the future. It's the future. It's now. We are in the future. Because, and people don't realize that because the millennium... always think internet was there.
Yeah.
Internet was not there, me. If I need an information, I have to go to the library. If I want to insult people, I have to call him or send a letter. You know what I mean? Now, it's so fast.
It's so fast.
So it's why when somebody, they said, oh, sorry, I did not have time to answer like about something. Like, we have a meeting, okay?
Yeah.
And where are you, man? Why you did not tell me you can come? I did not have the time. Fuck you, SC.
Yeah, it takes 2 seconds.
Two seconds now. No, you know what I mean? So this is bullshit. This is future now.
You're right.
And look, my phone. This is my phone.
I know. It's
look,
cool.
The quality, the sound, you know?
I think it's important what you said, too, about appreciating people during their struggle. And I think a lot of people are starting to. Like, Ottawa's great for supporting local stand-up.
Yes.
But you're right, because you want to see people before they make it big.
Yeah.
And let them know that you see them. Because once they're big, too late for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the feeling you have now about all your pissed off, about and all you know now what it takes to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first five years, chilling, I'm hot. Huh?
Yeah.
A picture with me with a mic.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a comedian.
Right.
And now you realize, oh, fuck, I'm nothing, you know?
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares. And nobody remember.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like people think, they saw me, I'm fat, okay? I was not fat before.
Not that fat.
No, I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm overweight. Okay,
let's say
overweight.
Okay.
To not piss off the real fat
well,
people.
Well, that's right. You can't say shit these days.
Exactly. But on YouTube, yes. Anyway, I'm struggling with my health.
Yeah.
My fatness. But I was not fat before. Like, it's my 8 years. I the struggle starts
stress.
With the English. Stress. Stop smoking cigarette. I don't pretend like... I'm fat because it's not my fault. I know what I eat. Okay? I love cheeseburger, pizza, and
yeah, yeah.
But the point is not there. And I don't move enough. My point is people think I was always fat.
Yeah. Okay.
And I said, oh fuck, I didn't realize that. I was not fat when I was young like you.
Yeah.
I was not fat. I start to be fat at 30. This is my third fat, Laura. I burned two fat. You know what I mean?
Do you think you're funnier when you're overweight?
I hate when people say that.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm asking, because there is a...
Same thing for you? You think you will be more funny like that? Overweight?
No. But we're different.
Why we say no?
Because part of my thing is I have to be pretty and like this.
Okay, not so that I'm you're not pretty. Fuck you, man. Let's finish that. Let's see.
No, but there's a comedian in Ottawa who lost a whole lot of weight. And I'm not going to say her name.
Okay.
But a lot of people think that she's not as funny as when she was bigger. And I'm like, oh, God, it's a tough thing. I think that her act just has to change
a little. Funny is funny. Nobody, it's my point. Nobody will know. If you're John Candy fat.
Yeah.
And John Candy at his prime, he lost like 300 pounds. Maybe we were going to say, oh, he was more funny when he was fat. But
yeah.
Nobody know me. Nobody know you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And nobody will say, oh, yeah, you were more funny 5 years ago when you were fat. It's not my point. My point is, I have a discussion with somebody who said, you know what? We are fat all our life. I said in my head, no, Steve.
Speak for yourself.
I was not fat before. I just struggle now. So I said, oh, so everybody saw me. Think that I was always fat and make me pissed off so badly that I just subscribe to a gym.
Oh yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Man, I'm tired to be fat, man.
Yeah,
I'm tired and not because what people think, but this was the good the good qui déborde l'eau, the
straw that broke the camel's back.
It was the
the motivation you needed.
Exactly. Yeah. I was not fat forever.
Yeah. I'll show you. I'll be fat again.
No, but it's the struggle, okay? It's the struggle. Listen, I don't know how you live your life when you finish a show.
Yeah.
Okay, but me, when I finish a show, I can sleep.
No, me neither.
Okay?
But good or bad.
If I bomb, I need to eat. If I kill, I'm so happy.
You need to eat?
I need to eat. You know what I mean? It's my point. Before I smoked cigarette, I smoked one pack. I stopped smoking. Sometimes I said I should maybe be not fat, and smoking,
Yeah.
But sometimes I said no. I'm happy to stop smoking.
Yeah.
And I'm overweight. Yeah. But this is my struggle. What is your struggle for you? What do you realize in comedy? You realize you have and you did not have that at the time. Do you have something like that?
Like a thing like eating?
Yeah, it could be eating, sleeping. Do you lose more weight? Because some people are so stressed, this is the reverse. They don't take weight, they lose weight.
Well, I have been, lately, this past year has been a big struggle because I've been trying to find another gig in media. So I have been going to the gym like crazy and really trying to. I mean, you see my shirtless selfies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to put myself out there and be the best I can be, hoping that I get booked or cast in something because I'm not getting any younger. So I feel like, you got to get yourself ready so that when opportunity knocks, you're ready for it. Have your jokes ready, look good, all those things. You don't want to have a great opportunity like you in LA and then be like, okay, well, I just need to lose 20 pounds.
Yeah.
Be there, be ready.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what I've been dealing with. But my struggle has been putting it aside. I don't have much of a personal life. My life is this and pursuing this, auditions, podcasts, comedy. I don't care about, let's go to the beach. No, I need to hustle. Okay. I need to.
So, but you don't, do you stop eating with the stress?
No, I drink. I drink wine. Yeah. So, that's what you're getting at. Yeah, it's wine.
And do you have the vision of the fat kid inside you again? You still fat? Are you still fat inside your head?
I think. Oh yeah, I eat too. I think I'm.
The image you have, when you look at you in the mirror, do you see the fat guy, the fat kid? You know what I mean?
No.
If not, how long did he stay there before you realize that? Okay, I'm not fat anymore because
Yeah.
I lose two fat guys before me though.
Yeah.
I was fat, and I was looking in the mirror. So I still fat.
Well,
and I was not.
The problem I find is
I was on shape, man.
But I think that's just a human thing. I look in the mirror. I don't think I'm fat, but there's things I don't like.
Tabarnak,
no, but there's things you don't like.
No, no, no. Yeah, don't like. Why? What do you do? Where?
Because yeah, you look there, at the, you grab no, it.
Come on. We want to change?
No. You see what I mean? But everybody, you okay. never think yes, you're good enough. Exactly. But when you look back or yes. you have people tell you, like yes. sometimes I'll get hundreds of likes on the shirtless selfie and I start thinking, oh, maybe I'm not so bad.
But you don't have this, like this, no. this
but I think that's problem. Because we're entertainers. We're neurotic. Like, we're never good enough.
Oh, yes. So right.
Yeah.
Oh, it's never good. You're so right.
It can always be better.
Yeah.
And that's the struggle, is realizing, no, it is good enough. Because you don't want to get to the end of your life and look back and think, oh my God, mm-hmm. I was so busy hustling and stressing, I didn't appreciate what I had at the time. And I'm constantly trying to remind myself of that, but it's so hard.
So when you look at this kid, the green guy?
That's my next goal. I got to get there.
Yes?
Yeah.
This is a great goal. Huh? Is this something you always achieve? Or
oh my gosh, yes. Well, since I started doing stand-up and okay. since I've started doing well, depends who you ask, I want to get on there, yeah. I never before I would have thought I could or, like, would be worthy, but now I'm starting to get better.
So I remember when we talked about your first show, you insist to go to your second show.
Which, and it was here.
So what's happened here?
Well, the reason it was so great was because that was, like I was saying, you have all your friends come out, everyone, oh, my God, he's at the actual comedy club. And it was just, I was amped up, and it was just such a great show, probably because I had all my friends here. But you know what I noticed? One thing I've learned over the past 5 years, when I started, I would dress like so nice. I'd wear a blazer, a suit, because I wanted to look like you'd look on TV. But as soon as I let that go and started dressing more like in a t-shirt or a hoodie, I do better because you're not as scary to people.
Yes.
Isn't that weird?
Yes.
I don't know what made me think of that. But yeah, so now I don't even dress up. Just like a rag. You do better.
So now how you feel now before 30 seconds before you go on stage?
Oh, I still get the butterflies.
Yes, but you still...
The whole day. If the whole day is okay. built around the show. Isn't that the annoying part?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you told me you don't have a show now, huh?
Not tonight, no.
If I told you that Mark Hadfield told me you're on now.
Oh, I'd be okay.
What's going to happen now?
No, I'd be fine. This is my other problem is I get nervous right before. Okay. So all day I'm fine. Like, you have to worry about you have the show coming up. But, like, I'm not nervous until that song starts. Or until they start to announce you. And then it hits me like boom, 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 yes. boom. Which I hate that. I'd almost rather be someone that gets nervous all day. Because then you know what's coming. Which one are you? Do you get nervous right before?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Not in the day anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I do so many shows
yeah.
that I'm not stressed anymore. But I have, like you said, the butterfly. No? This I always... So when I don't have the butterfly... I'm scared.
Because it's the energy because, you need.
Yes, I say, oh, yeah. No, I'm tired. I will not perform like, you know. It's because when you're going to start to work every night, mm-hmm. you're going to understand.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to finish to tell to yourself, I don't care to make people laugh. And it's not good when you arrive there. But it's the process to go to the other level.
Yes. And if you do well, then it all makes sense, right? Oh, yes. This is why.
Yes. Yeah. So 5 years now, you think you're happy where you are now?
No. What are you... No way. No. Oh, I'm proud. Yeah, yes.
What you accomplished.
Yes. Oh, yes. Very much. But I'm not done, as you know.
Do you know why?
Why I'm not done?
Yeah.
No.
Is it because you cheat?
No, but this is what I have to do. It's a hard thing to explain, right? Like, if someone says, well, why are you in entertainment? Maybe I was a bullied fat kid. I don't know, but I can't do anything else.
So if you have an opportunity to have a TV show, you're going to quit the stand-up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, I would do it at the same time.
You say, oh, yeah.
Because for me, I've always looked at stand-up, and I love it, and I'd always do it. But for me, it is a path to get somewhere.
Yeah, but, so you still don't... have the cure, the drug, forever. You have the chance to have a show, you're going to quit, for sure.
Well, because I did
television a lot, and television, it's fun because people recognize you, but the adrenaline is not there.
That's it. And I come from a theater background, so I prefer acting on stage than in movies anyway, because you get that adrenaline in the audience. So I think I would still do stand-up, but the goal for me has always been to be an actor, and I see myself as an actor playing a stand-up or an actor playing a radio personality.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I want to be an actor.
And it's fun because the Ellen Dream, let's go there. Ellen Dream, I think it's going to be the last one. I don't know if you understand.
Well, yeah, because you get that after your career has already been on fire, right?
Is yeah, because Oprah's not there anymore.
Yeah.
The Tonight Show and the...
Oh, that's
nobody watch that anymore. They watch that on YouTube. You know what I mean? life changed, you know, before the dream for us, it was to do the Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah.
Not anymore.
No, now nobody cares. Yeah.
Same thing with Just for Laughs. It's fun to do Just for Laughs on the Tonight Show. But
it's impressive for you and your circle, but it's not going to make your career
not anymore.
Yeah.
So it's life change, time change.
You know, that's something that's working against us right now with the whole podcast thing. I feel like we're at this in between where nobody listens to radio anymore, but corporates don't want to invest in podcasts the way they do radio. So we're in this weird in between zone.
Yes,
it's frustrating.
But this going to pay at the end for sure.
Absolutely, and we started early.
Exactly, because people want to see the real discussion about like before a show or after a show. This is what I want to I want to show to the people, you know?
You're right. People appreciate real talk. No one wants to see someone reading a teleprompter and coming up next.
Yeah, or 3 minutes of what's happened with your life. You have 3 minutes.
Yeah, hurry up.
About next, you know?
Yeah. Real discussions are where it's at, and
So 2020, maybe a Just for Laughs festival.
Oh, I'd love that. Do you have hookups? Can you put in a good word for me? You must know somebody.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
It doesn't work that way.
Not anymore, you know.
Yeah.
You have to find your own path.
Yeah.
You know Rachel Lily. Shout out to Rachel.
Oh, love Rachel.
Rachel, she's amazing.
Yeah, we've got a show coming up together.
She did her first Just for Laughs last summer.
Yeah, she's
outdoor.
Great.
She was amazing.
Good for her.
And you work maybe.
We are working together.
Maybe if she go back at outside outdoor. Just for laughs, she's going to invite you. You know that.
Yeah, maybe.
You know that.
We have a show coming up January 21st. I don't know when that's
January
coming
21st.
Out,
no, it's going to be it's already past.
Oh, okay.
But you have another show after?
We had a great show. It was amazing.
Hey, it was so fun, man. I laughed so hard.
It's great. Come back anytime. Man.
I didn't know you're funny like that.
Yeah, it was amazing. But she's great. Kyle Brownrigg, you know him. He's
shout
one of
out,
my great
Kyle.
Friends. Yeah.
Did you see his podcast?
Of course. Yeah, with you. Yeah. I was jealous you asked him first. But he's been doing it longer. And I'm glad he's in Toronto now because people would always confuse us. We look nothing alike.
No.
But people, because we're the two gay ones in Ottawa, people were like, oh, I saw you. And it was always the other person. So we were like, oh, God.
Because you're gay. We're all different. It's stupid.
But we loved it. People always thought we were rivals or we hated each other, but we're great friends.
He's low profile on stage.
Yeah.
You are high profile.
Wow, like you. Yeah. But I loved it. We were like, no, let them think we're each other. It's more publicity. Double the exposure. But you know what? I would love to talk to somebody that is more low profile on stage, because how do they manage those butterflies and the nerves? Because we use it. We go there more bigger than life.
Yeah.
But what about these guys that are like, hey,
what's
up, guys? That's weird, because you must have that energy, but you got to bring it down. I don't know how to do that.
Me too. I don't know how to do that.
No. We can't.
I can. I can. I saw yesterday I was there, and the girl was not happy. And I'm going to take a shot of a beer. You know what I mean?
And to me, I don't really like those ones. Like, you know,
if you saw me hosting, you're going to saw me hosting tonight, là, tabarnak, balang, boom, boom, là, because the goal to host, là, it's open the laugh for other.
And the energy.
And when I saw a host, like, is it your birthday?
Yeah.
I said, fuck, let's
is
go,
is anyone celebrating
because,
anything?
I prefer to go alone.
Yeah.
Because you drop. You're supposed to
Yeah, you're right.
Or you neutral, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know when it's funny when the next guest is amazing and he's not? And the next guest is amazing and he's not? When he said it's my turn, I saw the crowd said, no, we believe you the first twice. Now it's not. So they are like, that's no, I'm amazing. You see?
Yeah.
But it's too late. Comedy is it's a muscle, it's a rhythm.
Yeah.
And I'm still shitting in my pants all the time. And
that's how you know you're doing it right.
You just don't see on stage anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's why I do that, and it's why I hate that. Because I'm still not comfortable.
But if you were comfortable, then maybe you'd get bored and you wouldn't care anymore.
Exactly.
So you have to have that. And that's, I think, how you know you're doing the right thing.
And I think you know what? When you're going to jump in comedy, you're going to have opportunity to go television, but I think you will not stop comedy.
No, I don't think so.
Because you work so hard. Yeah. We put so much pain. Why you want to lose that and for television, you know?
Well, because the paycheck's better.
I hope you don't do comedy for the paycheck.
No.
I mean, did you start to believe that you can like rent a place and do your own show? you know, to push yourself.
For sure. Well, we do with the podcast. I mean, we're starting already, but I think you're right.
That... No. A comedy night.
Well, yeah. Or Howard. Howard's been great. Like, that's why this event I have coming up with Rochelle, it's called Ice Queens, and we're hosting it.
I'm hosting it.
It's all these bitchy female comics and me. So I can't thank Howard enough for giving me
this opportunity. Shout out Howard. Howard is
looking over like he's there.
His small box with his red wine.
Yeah. But he's great. And stand up, I will always come back because it started everything.
Yes.
I would not have got that job on the radio if I wasn't doing stand up.
Same thing with Ellen, the show you're going to have.
That's right.
Yeah. Jesse show.
Will you be my first guest?
No, don't bullshit me. Though. It's recorded.
You will
be. Okay, promise me that if someday you're a big star, you have a TV show, I'm the first guest.
Absolutely, 100%. We have it on tape.
Buddy, I love you.
I love you,
You're amazing.
Thank you. You too.
Focus. No matter how people think you suck or they try to discourage you, just focus on your stuff, man. You're in advance of a lot of people because of podcasts, because you do your own stuff. You know, you're confident. You have only 5 years old, by the way. You have five years old.
I know.
Give you time, man. You know?
Yeah. But so, it's a tough business with you.
I know.
Yeah.
You have to be around good people.
That is.
Hey, let's go take a shot, okay?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I'm going to bring one of these hats. Like a straight cut.
Woo! Thank you so much, buddy.